For as far as the east is from the west, so God has removed your transgressions from you. I want somebody to know you have confessed your sins. You have cried. You have made it right with God. Move on, because they are cast into the sea of forgetfulness.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Grace Christian Assembly, formerly Germantown Christian Assembly, in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. Last week, in the first part of his message, Cross-Checked, Dr. Raphael Thomas took us to the book of Colossians to explain benefits of the crosswork of Jesus Christ that should mark every believer in his saving grace. This evening, we invite you to listen as Dr. Thomas, an elder at Grace Christian Assembly, concludes his message. Here again is Dr. Thomas with Cross-Checked.
Having seen what we are called to, and having heard the caution this morning, we must not leave before making sure that what Christ is offering to us, that we accept and appropriate in our lives. I take us back to the passage which we read earlier. In verse 11, it says, "In him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ." Now, what's the point of the circumcision? The Jews was commanded to practice circumcision as a sign of the covenant between God and the Jewish people. If you do not know what circumcision is, you can Google it. But God is talking about a spiritual circumcision here, a circumcision of the heart, representing an establishment of a covenant between God and man. Now, there was the old covenant, which called for the physical circumcision of the males. It demonstrated the covenant between God and the Jewish people. But God said, "I am going to make a new covenant. I'm going to put my spirit in your heart." And that new covenant was established by the cross of Jesus Christ, when Jesus Christ died. And so every Sunday we partake of the bread and the wine, which reminds us of the new covenant which was established. Now, the question is, am I in a covenant relationship with God? You can move to the next slide. Am I in a covenant relationship with Christ? Have you accepted the new life that Christ offers? And are you now in a covenant relationship? God is your Father. You belong to Him not just for time, but for eternity. And if you are not in that covenant with Christ, you can come into covenant, into that agreement with Christ today. You can receive Him as your Savior. You can just say, "Lord, forgive me of all my sins. Make me a new person. Wash me in your blood. And I receive from you this day the gift of eternal life. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on His name." And then the next thing I want you to check is, the Bible says not only that we are in covenant with Christ, as represented by that circumcision, that spiritual circumcision that takes place. The next question I would like us to answer, am I dead and buried with Christ in baptism? No, the cross of Jesus Christ calls us to die. Die to self, die to sinful ambitions, die to the sins of the flesh. The Bible says, reckon yourself dead. Consider yourself dead. You know, sometimes you something bad happens to you and you feel that anger coming up inside of you and you want to say something that is not appropriate to say in public, so you say it in your mind. But know that it is the flesh acting up. The Bible says, mortify your members which are upon the earth. The sins of the flesh which want to manifest themselves in unruly ways, that want to satisfy those appetites, you have to crucify. Consider yourself dead, for the Bible says, for you are dead and you are buried with Christ in baptism. Now, when you are baptized, like we have a pool here, and if you want to demonstrate that you are a follower of Jesus Christ, the Bible says we are to baptize you so that it shows that you are identifying with Christ. But that does not save you. You are showing to the world something on the outside that happens on the inside. You have experienced the death with Christ, dying to the sins of this the world, dying to the dictates of the flesh, and you are now governed by the new man, the spiritual man. And by the way, if there is anyone who has received Jesus Christ as Savior, you know you have asked him to come into your hearts and you have not yet been baptized, we'll be happy to baptize you. Right, Brother Grant? Because the Lord commands us to baptize those who follow Jesus Christ. So speak with one of the leaders if you would love to be baptized. We'll be happy to guide you. Amen. So the Bible says you are dead. And you might see some things in your lives that need to be crucified. The sins of the flesh, things that still haunt you and still try to capture you and still try to draw you away from Christ. Crucify. The Bible says, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing ye have put off the old man with his deeds and is renewed. God calls us to die, and this morning he calls us to the cross afresh to crucify the old self that wants to resist the things of God. But you know, the Bible tells us if we die with him, we also rise with him in newness of life. So the thing to check off, the next thing to check off, am I risen with Christ through faith by the working of God? Now, this being risen with Christ is not something that you can do on your own. When you accept Christ, when you receive the gift of God, the Spirit breathes into you and quicken your spirit, because outside of Christ, we are dead in trespasses and sin. But the moment Christ comes in, the moment we receive Jesus as Savior, something supernatural happens in the child of God. Your spirit is quickened. You become alive and you are risen with Christ. And this is through faith. For we are saved by grace through faith. Putting your trust in Christ, believing in Christ. And this is by the working of God. It is even God who gives you the faith to trust Him. So the moment faith arises in you, God is at work. And you are risen with Christ by the working of God. So can you check it off? I am risen with Christ through faith by the working of God. And then, the next one to check off, I am alive together with Christ. Now, you might say, you are repeating yourself, Brother Raphael. But I don't think so. I am risen with Christ, meaning that I have received Him as my Savior and have the life. But then it goes on to say, and you who were dead is now alive, and it uses together with. Now, when you see those two words, it gives you the impression that it is more than the fact that you are alive, but you are together with Christ. You are alive with Him. What are the evidences in your life that the life of Christ, the God life, is flowing through you? Anything that has life tends to grow, tends to reproduce, tends to move. Anything that is alive is not static. Are you alive in Christ? Is there evidence in your life that God life is at work in you? If you are together with Christ, it means that you will be engaged in those things that Christ is engaged in. What is Christ doing these days? He declared His mission. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, set the captives free, recovery of sight to the blind, and liberty to them that are bruised. Jesus says, my meat is to do the will of the Father and to finish the task which He has given Him to do. And Jesus gave us a task. He completed His task at Calvary, but He is on a mission to save humanity from the sins that separates us from God. He says, go into all the world and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus' mission is still to seek and to save that which is lost. Are you on mission with Jesus? Are you working with Jesus? Are you with Him, together with Him, doing those things that bring glory to the name of the Father? Jesus says, in this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. Am I alive? Am I working with Him? Am I worshiping Him? Am I doing those things that He wants me to do? You can check it off. I am alive together with Him. And then we go to the next one. I am forgiven of all transgressions. The cross of Jesus Christ makes it possible for us to be forgiven. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we do not have the remedy for our own sin. But God provided the remedy, for the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all unrighteousness. And today, if your sin is before you, you know that you have dishonored the Lord. It doesn't matter how many times you have sinned. It doesn't matter what kind of sin it is. The remedy is the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And today you can apply that blood to your heart. You can be washed, you can be cleansed, you can be sanctified, you can be justified, you can be placed in a position just as if you have never sinned. Amen. Amen. All my transgressions were nailed to the cross. The Bible says they were nailed to the cross. The next thing I'd like you to check off. All my transgressions are blotted out and taken out of the way. You see, God knows that sometimes your sins are forgiven, but you still carry the weight of the memory of those sins. When the Lord forgave you, he also takes it out of the way. They are blotted out, and I want somebody to know. Yes, you have sinned. Yes, you have failed God. But the power of the blood is so wonderful that there remains no stain in God's book. Amen. Of sins that have been forgiven. For as far as the east is from the west, so God has removed your transgressions from you. I want somebody to know you have confessed your sins. You have cried. You have made it right with God. Move on, because they are cast into the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered anymore. And sometimes the hardest person to forgive is yourself. But if God has forgiven you, don't hold it against yourself. Amen. They are paid for in full. Amen. For if the Son shall set you free, you are free indeed. Child of God, you can walk in freedom. For the old account is settled long ago, at the cross of Jesus Christ. The old account is settled long ago. You don't have to go back every moment and relive the sins and the hurts of the past, because Jesus paid it all the debt you owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. And finally, the last thing I call us to check off today. I share in Christ's triumph over principalities and powers. Verse 15 of our text tells us, and having spoiled principalities and powers, or having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a show of them, a spectacle, an open show of them, triumphing over them in it. Jesus Christ has disarmed the principalities and the powers. Jesus Christ has defeated the power of darkness, the devil. He has defeated death. He has broken every stronghold of the enemy. Satan is now a defeated foe. The teeth were knocked out. And so when the devil tries to frighten you, know that it is false teeth. For through death he has destroyed him that had the power of death. That is the devil. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Once we come to Jesus Christ and appropriate the benefits of the cross, we have the power to stand against the wiles of the devil. God has given us the authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and overcome the power of the enemy, because the song says, when we stand in Christ, tell us who can stand before us. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. May God's people walk in victory. We are not defeated foes. We are victors in Christ, for we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies. There might be somebody here today. You are struggling and you think you have to fight the enemy, I want to remind you today that this battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. The battle belongs to the Lord, and we can walk in that victory. We can walk upright because Jesus Christ is the victor. We can stand up for Jesus as soldiers of the cross. We can lift high that royal banner. It must not suffer loss, for we are more than conquerors. When the enemy comes and tries to intimidate you, and you know one thing he does in trying to intimidate you? He tells you about your past. But somebody says when he tells you about your past, you tell him about his future. For we look forward to that time when it shall come to pass. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? For death is swallowed up in victory. Victory in Jesus, our Savior forever. He sought us and he bought us with his redeeming blood. He plunged us to victory beneath that cleansing flood. Church, we can walk in victory. We can celebrate the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ. We can praise him and honor him and worship him, for he has overcome the world. And he says, because I live, you shall live also. He says, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that, and mean it, God will hear you, and he will answer your prayer, and he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ, or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-242-5550, or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for online worship this Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. at livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. It would be a pleasure to have you as part of our online audience. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.